Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming satanic strategy against believers. Boy, as you're getting these principles in your life and understanding how the enemy works, you're going to be ready to overcome. The principles that we've seen so far is Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus brings life. Satan seizes his sheep for the slaughter, but Jesus made us more than a conqueror, and we can overcome. Satan brings wiles, tricks, and strategies, but you can overcome them when you put on the whole armor of God, the Word of God, that will resist the enemy successfully. Satan comes to take the Word out of your heart, but praise God, we can resist him. We're not ignorant of his devices. We're going to do what the Word says, be a hearer and a doer, so he's not going to get it out of our heart. Satan comes to get you to doubt. He says, "Hath God said?" Well, you need to speak what the Word says, and then that will extinguish that lying doubt. Satan comes to confront you, to seduce you, to lead you astray off the truth. But God says just stand steadfast on his word and oppose him and resist him steadfast. Remember, he comes as a roaring lion, but praise God, you can resist him in the faith and he will flee from you. He wants to sift you, but your faith will cause you to overcome. He's the accuser of the brethren, but praise God, we believe God's report. We believe we have been forgiven and that we have no condemnation or guilt in Christ Jesus, and we're not giving place to any of his accusations. We know that he comes to destroy us little by little, and so we're not going to give place. We're not going to compromise. We're not going to draw back. We're going to be steadfast and consistent in doing the Word of God. He comes to threaten us with all kinds of lies. We're not going to bow to any of his threats. If we bow, we know we're going to burn. We're not going to bow, and therefore we're going to overcome. He wants you to observe the senses and look at circumstances. Instead, we're going to look at the Word of God and act in the realm of the Spirit. We're taking aim at the spiritual realm, at the powers of darkness and pulling them down, and at the power of God to be released through the Word that's going to change our circumstances. And we're not moved by the senses, what things seem, the way they look like, or the things that we feel. If you're led by your feelings, you're led by the flesh. That's why you got to be led by the Word and by your Spirit. We've already seen also that his strategy is to get you to value the things of men, what's important to men, instead of God. Be sure that you don't value what you want. That's why you got to deny yourself. And don't ever speak things that are contrary to God's word when you're ministering to other people. Otherwise, you could be used to the devil to deceive that person. Also, Satan's strategies get you into care, worry, anxiety, lust of other things, deceitfulness of riches. Any of these things will cause the choking of the word in your life. He comes to deceive you. He tries to get you to be opposed to the truth. And instead of walking in the spirit of truth, he tries to get you to follow the spirit of error. Always check things out in line with God's word. Also, he wants you to follow the ways of the world. Remember Demas? He was one who loved this present world, and he ended up leaving Paul. He left him. This is what will happen if you got one foot in the world, and you better watch that you stay away from worldly things. The Bible says in the end times, because of the iniquity abounding, that the love of many will wax cold. Don't let yourself be one whose love is waxing cold. You better be sure you're on fire and zealous for the Lord at all times, praise God. Also, we've seen that the devil comes with direct attacks. He just tries to come out against you. That's what he did with Jairus. Jairus was on his way to see his daughter be healed and be set free from the infirmity. And the ruler comes, somebody from the ruler's house comes and says, "Hey, your daughter's dead. Why trouble the master any further?" He comes right at you to tell you to give up. Well, Jesus says, "Fear not, believe only." Whenever a bad report comes and you've been standing on the Word, you better look to the Word of God. You better listen to the Holy Spirit, who's going to speak the things from Jesus from above, and he's going to show you what to do. And he'll say, "Fear not, believe only," and he will bring forth the victory in your life. Praise the Lord. Also, be sure that you don't reason things in your heart. You can reason things in your heart and miss the will of God. Too many people reason the Word of God in their heart, and they say, "Well, that can't be so," or "I just don't believe that." And they just try to think that the Word of God doesn't mean what it says, and try to think that it means something else. Hey, God's Word means what it says and says what it means, and it's going to be understood by revelation of the Holy Spirit. Instead of reasoning in your hearts trying to figure out what it says, believe the Word of God and thank the Holy Spirit for bringing you revelation. Another one of Satan's strategies is to get you to doubt. or to get you into unbelief. That's where we were in the last broadcast. Let's pick up here in Hebrews chapter 3. This is where they were in the day of provocation, the day of temptation, the wilderness. It says that he was grieved with the generation of the people. Why? Because they were erring in their heart. They did not know his ways because of the fact that they had an evil heart of unbelief. In fact, we know that because of their unbelief, they couldn't enter in the promised land. Well, the same is true today. If you're in unbelief, you will not enter into the promises of God. I see a lot of Christians that they know the promises of God, but they're not entering into them. They've drawn back in unbelief. Well, they acknowledge that they're true, but they're not doing what the Word says to enter in to possess them in their own life. I'll tell you, all the promises of God are ours, and we are to go in and possess them. There's an inheritance reserved for us in heaven, undefiled, and we're supposed to take hold of it with our faith. Praise God. Well, it said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. God calls unbelief in your heart an evil thing, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. He says, exhort another each one daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You see, when you let unbelief in, that is sin. And that will cause a hardening of your heart. I know lots of Christians that, well, they believe God heals, but they don't believe that He'll heal them, and they're not doing what's necessary to receive healing, and even though they acknowledge it, they kind of got a hard heart toward that promise. Or it might be in any area. You know, you need to be believing God's Word. God's Word is the truth. If you haven't seen a promise be realized in your life, the problem's not God. The problem is in you. You need to deal with your unbelief, you need to deal with the doubt, and you also need to learn to rise up and fight the spiritual fight, the fight of faith, and overcome the devil and prevail and see the promises of God come to pass in your life. Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, we see another scripture showing the satanic strategy, and that is to get you to stop obeying the truth. The devil doesn't like you obeying God's Word. He wants you to give up on God's Word. He wants you to quit obeying and doing the Word consistently. So many Christians, I see that though they take hold of a promise or they take hold of some things of the Word and they start to do it, but they fizzle out. They don't continue in the ways of the Word. They don't continue doing the Word. Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, he says, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Hey, you were running the race. Who hindered you? You were doing the Word. Who hindered you? You were being a person who was praying and praying diligently and being an intercessor. Who hindered you? You were in the Word on a daily basis. Who hindered you? You were a witness for the Lord. Who hindered you? We know it's the devil. And what did he do? He stopped you from obeying the truth. That's why you've got to make sure that you are a doer of the Word. You need to be a hearer and a doer daily. And don't let the things that you've learned slip. The Bible says we should not neglect the things that we've learned, but we should be a hearer and a doer consistently of the Word of God. Very, very important. Acts chapter 7, here's another principle of what Satan tries to do. He tries to get you to resist the Holy Spirit. And what happened here in Acts chapter 7, verse 51, he said to him, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and soul and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. I'll tell you, that old stubbornness, that hard-headedness, that stiff-necked attitude of resisting the Holy Spirit, that hinders you from entering into the things of God. So many believers have resisted the Holy Spirit, and they wonder why they don't see the power of God. They don't wonder why they don't see God moving in their life. Have you been obeying what the Holy Spirit tells you to do? Or are you listening to the devil and resisting the Holy Spirit? You know, we've always got to be submissive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. You know, and many times the devil will give you all kinds of excuses. This is another one of his strategies, giving you excuses to go and do all these other things. Don't listen to those excuses. You need to be doing what God tells you to do. Praise the Lord. Here's another case where the guy said, Lord, I'll follow thee. And he wanted to bid some of his people farewell at home. At his house, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Don't give those excuses. Don't let the devil deceive you. You overcome those excuses and be sure that you're going to do what God wants you to do. Another one of Satan's strategies is in the fact that I can't do it. The old attitude, I can't do it. You know what the answer is? Philippians 4, verse 13. What's the Bible says? The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You're a can-do person. You can do all things through Christ. He is the one who empowers you. He is the one who enables you to do things. Don't fall for that lie that says, I can't do it. So many Christians say, I can't do it, and so they give up. God has set some things before him. He set an open door. He's told them to go and do this, or tell them to go out and get involved in doing some work for the Lord, and they say, I can't do it. Well, that's a lie. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You need to resist Satan's strategy of telling you that you can't do it. If God's Word says about it that you can do it, then you can do it. And you need to get in there and start doing what the Lord told you to do. Many people draw back from prophesying. They draw back from ministering. They draw back from witnessing. They draw back from doing what works the Lord's told them to do. That is a great mistake. You must believe the truth. I can do all things. Don't fall for Satan's strategy. He's a liar. He'll also come and press you on things. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, here in verse 8, it says, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Every one of us are going to go through things where the enemy comes against us, tries to bring all kinds of pressure against us. But I'll tell you, the pressure that the enemy brings, you are going to come through. You're going to resist that enemy. That is simply Satan's strategy. Don't let yourself turn away from what God's called you to do. Whatever he's told you to do, be sure that you are a consistent doer. Sure, you're going to have the pressure, but you're going to go through that pressure. You're going to overcome the things that come against you, because the world is going to come against you. And people with religious-minded spirits are going to come against you, too, to try to hinder you from being obedient to God's Word. Be sure that you're obeying the Word. Obey the truth. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Don't give excuses. Know that you can do exactly what God wants you to do, and overcome that pressure and go forth and do the will of God. Overcome Satan's attacks, and you will be successful in your Christian walk. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.